Leach, Gardner Minshew II, Peyton Poulour, Jalen Thompson, Max Borgi. We are doing this with ASAP, so raise your hand with questions and direct your question to player or coach one at a time, please. Front.
Peyton, Royce Roars, AP Radio, right here. Just talk about the challenges that that Montgomery presented and what y'all were ultimately able to do defensively to gut out the win.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big physical back. And we knew we were going to have to tackle well all game if we're going to stop this offense. And there were times that, you know, we did and they capitalized, so my hat's off to them. But, you know, when it came down to it, you know, we tackled, got him down when it counted most. And so, you know, I can't credit my defense enough for that.
Questions? Oh, I think we have someone. Come in. We got a seat for you up front.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yep.
Ray, another question, front left.
Gardner, I know you just walked in, but just tell us what you were seeing as you were reading the defense. Y'all weren't going with the long ball. It looked like a lot of stuff was underneath. But what was presented to you, and how did you capitalize on that?
Yeah, no, they do a good job mixing up the looks. I mean, most of the time they're going, you know, three deep, drop eight. You know, it's kind of hard to, just get behind them when they're doing that. And they had a good plan for us. You know, luckily our defense came up big today, and we were able to come out with it.
Other questions? Greg, middle.
Here you go. Coach, you guys set the program record for wins in this game. You know, how do you reflect on what this group was able to accomplish this year?
I think the most impressive thing this group did is they improved every single week. I think that player wise and coaching wise, we didn't have any selfish people that, you know, were thinking about their own agenda. And if we did, then they were overshadowed by those that thought about the team first. And I thought they, as a result, we were able to steadily improve each week. And I thought that was critical. And Iowa State's a great football team. There's very few teams I've played that I have more respect for than Iowa State, and I thought they did a great job. But I'm really proud of this team and, you know, how we were able to grow this year.
Ray front. Yep. How you doing,
Coach, just talk about what worked offensively tonight.
You know, stuff generally worked. I mean, the biggest thing we battled is, you know, we'd go through little stretches and all of a sudden, you know, drop a ball or get a penalty or, you know, give up pressure or something like that. I really did think that most things worked if we executed it. And when we did execute it, you know, we marched right down the field. And I thought but I thought we, you know, we hit a few stretches where we weren't as consistent as we'd like to be.
Right.
Coach, you had Iowa State down 21-7, and the Cyclones battled back. What did you think of the Cyclones' effort tonight?
Well, honestly, the same thing I thought going in. You know, the biggest thing we battled, I guess, with the Cyclones, I felt like. And they got some tough players, and I knew that there'd be some of this was the explosives, you know, that kept drives alive, you know, because I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job, and then at times they got off the hook with the explosives, and some of that is a credit to, you know, some of the players they have. But, you know, the thing is defensively we didn't allow that to discourage us, and they did a good job taking the ball away from Iowa State, I thought.
David, middle.
Gardner, I'd like to address this to you and Mr. Poulour here as far as just the legacy of his team. You guys are really leaving an indelible impression, I guess, on the program that you've got. This team has won more games in one season than any other team in the program's history, which is a long history. Can you just talk about how fulfilling that must be to you and the other seniors?
I know, speaking for myself, this is what I came here to do, is to you know, leave my mark with a group of guys like we have here. You know, we set a high standard at the beginning of the season because we had great expectations of, you know, what this team was capable of. And so, you know, we're just thankful that, you know, we had this opportunity to get this 11th win and leave a winning legacy that Borg and Jalen here are going to keep going.
Thank you, Peyton. Gardner?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, one thing I've always been told is to leave place better than you found it. And I feel like, you know, myself and these seniors have definitely done everything we could, you know, to create these great work patterns, these, you know, winning mentalities that hopefully, you know, these guys carry on, man, because this place could be really special. It is really special. And to be a part of it, it's an honor. And I can't wait to see what they do in the future.
Greg Middle.
Gardner, you set the Pac-12 single-season passing record with your performance tonight. What is the significance of that accomplishment for you?
It's not nearly as significant as 11 wins being a school record at Washington State. But, I mean, obviously it's an honor. There's a bunch of players that have helped me get to where I'm at. I mean, we've had more guys catch, you know, big-time balls than anybody I've seen this year. So, I mean, it's truly a team. It's an offensive award. And, you know, just to be a part of it, it's pretty cool.
Second row.
Peyton or Jalen, maybe you can take this question. Does Marcus know yet that Deion Sanders came to his defense for that pick six? And was he pretty excited about prime time coming to his back like that?
Yeah, he was pretty excited. After the game, he showed everyone and was like, you know, Deion Sanders tweeted to me. So, you know, he's pretty lucky in my opinion. I wish I could get tweeted by Deion Sanders, but you know, Marcus played great today, and he did his job, and, you know, you saw what happened. He made big plays, so.
Thank you, Jalen.
Oh, I'm happy.
Peyton. Just
Zach Middle.
Everything that happened to begin this season and the offseason, and then just what you guys accomplished, can you reflect a little bit just from the incredible down to how you guys rallied into one of the best seasons, if not the best seasons the Cougs have ever had?
Yeah, I mean, anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I feel like this team really just, you know, meshed together, got closer as a unit with every bit of adversity that we faced. And with that, you know, we learned to handle success well as well. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be a part of this group. You know, it was just such a fun season. Had a blast each game, each practice, each day, and I'm going to miss playing with these boys.
Back.
Question for Coach Leach. You guys had a lot of stops in the red zone there. I know they outgained you guys by almost 200 yards, but what can you say about the effort made by your guys' defense to get those turnovers and kind of help flip the game despite giving up some of those explosive plays?
I thought the turnovers was outstanding. As far as the yard differential, those turnovers is part of what cost you a few yards, you know. I mean, when you get to the end zone, you stop. But, you know, but they, I thought they were an efficient and aggressive team. You know, defensively, they're one of the best red zone teams in their conference. And then and they've been stingy with everybody as far as getting points. I thought, but again, like I say, I thought we did a good job getting turnovers. And you know, I think in hindsight, you know, we wish we'd been better at stopping the explosives. And then offensively, you know, we wish we'd been a little more consistent. But, you know, it's that's why you have these games, is to fight it out and see what happens. And we were fortunate to come out on top. And I think a lot of that has to do with our players and, you know, their ability to just focus on the next play and not get rattled by the results. And we truly did play, you know, until the end of the game. You know, we finished the game, and I think that's what was critical. And I did think this would be a hard, long battle, and it was.
Back right. Coach, you talked about how proud you were of this team, and can I ask you specifically about your senior class? They won a lot of games here. What are you going to remember about them most?
Well, they're an outstanding class, and they're part of what built the foundation for – you know, for our, us to start going to bowls, you know, since I've been there. I mean, they're a group of guys that work together and they played early. And then as a result of their diligence and, you know, they've developed a vision that bigger things and higher aspirations were possible. And, you know, and I think that they brought a lot of young guys with them through their example.
Coach, right. just want to ask you about the setting here. You know, you came here when you were coach at Tech. The setting here at the Alamo Bowl tonight, you guys drew 60,000 and change. That's the largest Alamo Bowl attendance since 2005 for two out-of-state, you know, teams, Nebraska and Michigan. I think that 62,000. I want to just ask you, this dome's 25 years old, be it ever so humble and stuff, but what kind of setting is the Alamo Bowl? What kind of, what would you say? You've been to a lot of bowls, you've been to a lot of games. Well, what's it like here?
Well, the setting's outstanding. The facility's naturally a loud facility, and then the Alamo Bowl does a great job promoting their bowl, and San Antonio is a city that sells itself as far as being a great place to go. And then both of our teams brought a significant number of fans. And then also I think within the state of Texas, there's a lot of people that just love football and are going to attend a football game if you're having it. And so, I think they brought great energy in the game as well.
A couple final questions over left.
Peyton, could you take us through that takeaway? It kind of looked like you had the only vantage point on it in the place.
It was just counter weak, really, and they've been running that with the jet motion throughout that game. So Jihad and I knew it was coming. They had a blocker up on me, and I had to get through him. And Montgomery was right there on the other side. And I just got my hands on the ball, and it was pretty loose. So I yanked at it and ended up with it. And it was it was a fun play. Glad the offense could capitalize on that for sure.
So good job.
Question back.
Max, going back to roughly a year ago, you kind of waited a day there before officially signing with the Cougs. Just what is this moment for you to have this sort of impact in your first year? And then take me back to that moment when you did sign with them, and was this everything you were hoping for?
No doubt. Looking back, this is unbelievable. Getting that 11th win and doing all this as a freshman, words can't explain it. It's still sinking in, to be honest. Just more than grateful for everything, and I'm more than happy with where I'm at right now. Shout out to Gardner and Peyton. They really led me as like older brothers, and I love them both, and I'm going to miss them. They definitely deserve both those trophies right there.
Question back.
Peyton, between the third and fourth quarter, you gave a passionate speech to the team. What were you saying to those guys in that moment?
I was just telling them, we got 15 minutes left to play as a group. These last moments that, we have together as a team. And, just leave it all out there. And you'll remember this for the rest of your life. This is what we work for all off season, all season. It just kind of came down to that, and I was just trying to inspire the troops and rally them and, get them going to finish that fourth quarter, because I feel like we're a good fourth quarter team, we just needed to finish that game, and we did.
Front.
Peyton, can you talk about the two-point conversion, what you guys saw there, and how you guys were able to kind of smother that play up and really seal the game with that play?
I think they started an empty, we were dropping eight, cover two, Tampa two, that we like in the red zone. And, quarterback stepped up, kind of got flustered. So shout out to the defensive line for getting pressure on him. And I, as the low hole player, had to come up and stop him. And, he threw that pass to Montgomery. And, Willie and Marcus were there just tackle. Like I said, we didn't make all the tackles tonight, but we made them when they truly counted, and that was one of them.
Thank you. Gardner, you want to close with something?
Man, I just say thank you to, these coaches, this team, this university, for really taking me in. Really didn't know what to expect coming into the situation as it was. And, man, just the family that we've developed, man, these brothers of mine, man, it was only for a short time, but, man, it means so much to me, and I couldn't be more appreciative.
Could we get everybody to stand and hold the trophies and get a picture for the media?